This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We've got beautiful Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financial on the phone. Hey, Phoebe.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Tom. How are you today? It's great hearing you in the afternoon.
Well, we feel a lot better, but I think we do this job actually better when we've got no sleep and living on coffee. The more we think about it, the more mistakes I seem to make. But we'll talk about that another day. Look, Phoebe,
it's great.
It is a confusing time at the moment out there, and there's lots of things going on. With this repayments business, should we be putting repayments on hold at the moment if we have to, and like, will it affect my credit rating?
So the biggest thing I think with this, and that's a really, really good question, Tom, around the credit rating, because normally when we ask for hardship from a lender, it does affect your credit rating, and it goes on to your credit report to say that your loan's gone into arrears, and they consider it arrears when you're in hardship.
How rude.
Yeah, it's banks and businesses. Because of what's happening to the whole entire world at the moment, of course, the banks have come out and said that, no, it won't be put on your credit score as long as your repayments prior to all this happening were up to date. So if you had a repayment issues in the past, you need to be very careful about putting your repayments on hold and ask your bank what the implications for you are going to be.
Yep.
Also, when you're speaking to your bank, because someone will speak to you directly, and it can take a couple of weeks to get this organised, but be patient, because if you need to, it will happen. The banks will also ask the bank whether it will affect your internal credit score with the bank itself. So if you ever need to go back for more credit for any reason, or want to get a second loan in the future or something like that, will that affect your internal credit score?
What are we wanting them to say?
Them to say no. We want them to say, we understand that this is a hard time for everybody, and no, it will not affect your internal or your external credit score.
So there's definitely places that may do that, or do we not then go, well, then now we're shopping around because of what you've said?
Well, you can't shop around because you're probably pretty stuck where you are, but it's important to note so that you know what's going on.
Well, that
does sound
like... And
people can come to me and ask.
Well, that's exactly it. Go to you and ask. You would have a lot more, I think, grunt with them, I would say, with the banks.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
How it works.
Because I do, this is something that has come up with one of my, especially with you know, my house that I'm wanting to, that I was, well, I've got a mortgage. And I have also been worried because I've had some of my work put, but I have got enough to pay it. Is it better for me to pay it, or is it better for me to just go no? Like, what do you think? What is it?
I think pay it for as long as you can, and if you start to really feel the pinch of having less work, then have the conversation with the bank. It's taking them about 2 weeks to, I think, across the board, all financial institutions, to put something in place for most people. Also, be aware that the interest will still be charged to your home loan, and that's really important. A lot of the people that I've spoken to initially thought that the interest would just stop. It won't. Interest is calculated daily and charged monthly in arrears onto the home loan. And this means that it could possibly have a compounding effect, which means that you'll be charged interest on your interest, which we worked out the other day at today's rate for every $100,000 that you borrow probably means around $1 a month.
Okay. Well, look, Phoebe,
it's
you're
not horrendous.
Okay.
Well, Phoebe, you're actually going to be holding an online course tonight, or an online session on Facebook. Is that correct? So if people have some questions around this, because there's lots of info.
Yes, we're live on Facebook at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm with Mel Dennis from Melanie Dennis Property. We were talking about landlords and rent, and people who are renting, and should people put their repayments on hold is a huge part of that, because some people are still working but the tenants have stopped paying rent.
Yes.
And that's a really hard position to put people in, because it means where they probably wouldn't, if everything was normal, they wouldn't have had to ask for hardship, but now they do. We're going to dig deep into that tonight at 8 o'clock.
And how
can
they find
you? On my Facebook page.
Your Facebook?
Clover Financial is my Facebook page.
Clover Financial.
Live. Well, lovely. Andy will put a link up on our page anyway, which will send you to you. And if, oh, log on tonight if you have any questions, because we've got to keep our money. Got to keep it in the country. I'm doing my bit, Phoebe, you'll be proud to know. I'm doing a lot of online shopping. I'm doing what our Prime Minister said. I'm keeping the economy going. Yes.
Excellent. Single-handedly. I love it.
Look, thank you so much for coming to talk to us. Hopefully next month we might actually get you in here.
That'd be wonderful. I can't wait to see your beautiful faces.
Thank you so much. Look, that is Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financials. And tonight she will be doing a live Facebook. If you want
I will
to
absolutely
have a look.
Be there because she's wonderful. And she spells things out in a way that I understand.
Yeah. Like, and somebody needs to take control because you aren't allowed to go shopping anymore.
I know.
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.